America's number one source for news with Tom Novak.
Thank you again for joining us on this radio program, General Sherman.
It's truly an astonishing downturn in this nation to have to reach people in this manner. To think not long ago, we had some of the most wide-reaching multimedia platforms to communicate with the masses, and now communications have been reduced to this.
Well, I'm a half-full kind of person, so at least we are still able to reach millions through radio.
That's assuming millions are still out there, with old-time radios on hand to tune in.
General Sherman, how did we get to this point? I mean, you just stated how the world had so many multimedia ways to communicate, and yet here we are, basically back in the Stone Ages of radio. How did we get here?
We're here, Tom, because King Asylus and all those that followed him blindly led us to this hellish reality. You know, people used to say sheep are so dumb that if the shepherd jumped over the cliff, they would just jump right along with him. And so, this is how we ended up here. Too many people saw they were jumping off the cliff, but jumped anyway because they never stopped to think that they had a choice not to jump.
Essentially, you are saying we are in this broken world because we followed the wrong leaders.
I'm saying that oftentimes in the world's history, leaders are propped up by maniacs, and like sheep, people followed them because that's what they thought they were supposed to do. They trusted leaders, and they shouldn't have. People have long been conditioned to accept what they're told, and this is the consequences of that ignorant trust.
Is there a way to turn this thing back, though? I mean, is it too late for people to recognize they have the power to change things, to make the world better for themselves, rather than rely on the government to make decisions for them?
For the older population, not really. I know it's probably not what you want to hear, but sometimes people have to let the words that hurt the most sink into their hearts. It's unfortunate. But the adult population is essentially rotten to the core. There may still be a way to save this world. And it will start with the children. They have to be taught to critically think for themselves and not be indoctrinated with this crap they've been spoon-fed in schools and the like. They have to be given a chance to be creative and be children for as long as possible. Ignorance is lost much too early. The world raised generations of perverts because they allowed the perverts to run our schools. At least until King Asylus came along. Then he raised generations to be complicit and jumping over the cliff.
And what exactly do we do now? The remaining schools are still run by the king.
The answer is simple. But making it happen won't be. The king needs to be out of the equation.
New Kingdom Radio Theater.
Are you a fan of The Rise of King Asylus? Do you find this epic story entertaining? Well, we've got some great merchandise for you. Hi, I'm Angelica. I'm from the podcast A Little Bit of Everything With Me. Go to tpublic.com/user/KingAsylus and choose from an assortment of t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, stickers, and much more. The King Asylus storefront has something you'll love. Go to tpublic.com/user/KingAsylus. That's teepublic.com/user/KingAsylus today.
In Israel, the Alpha Omega moved the angel army into position near the prophesied battleground of Armageddon. He stood before the archangel and all the angels and recited a parable from the Bible in which people walked through the desert in search of meaning and purpose. He said,
The only meaning one must understand is that what we do for our God. And the only purpose we have is to serve our God. What mankind has done over the many centuries is pervert this truth. He twisted it and manipulated it, oftentimes even dismissing it altogether, so he would feel free to do as he pleased, to hurt his fellow man, to ravage women and children for his pleasure, to plunder the lands and destroy the beauty of nature for his desires. Mankind deserves every little bit of agony that is coming to him because he has failed every test my father has set before him. His blatant disrespect of the word, his mockery of the commandments, his lack of faith and love of pride and self will bring him nothing but fire. Fire. Fire to purify the world once again. Fire to burn away the oceans of tears he has caused.
Upon the conclusion of Alpha Omega's short but powerful speech, the angels ascended upward and lit up the evening sky like bright stars swirling in all directions. Back at the Grand Castle, the king was having an intimate moment with Lord Shell. However, she was cold and rather quiet during his affectionate doping. And the moment was not turning out quite like he wished.
Shelley, I cannot begin to describe how much I missed you. I longed to have you near me all the time. It was literally driving me crazy.
Is that why you sent me to the farthest regions of China? Because you wanted to be close to me?
Now, you know why we did it. And I'm so sorry about that. I promise you from this day forward, we will be together in all things. No person nor anything will ever make me want to leave your side.
Really?
I want you to be my wife. And I want you to rule with me. To be my queen and my everything.
You make it sound so easy.
Nothing in this world is easy. But being away from you was the most agony I have ever felt. And I never want to be away from you again. I love you. I feel a deep, deep love, like nothing I have ever known. You are to be the queen of the world, and you will wield as much power as I do, maybe even more.
Okay, but I need to know a few things first.
Anything. Just ask.
It was reported that Queen Rebecca killed herself.
That's right.
But what really happened, Asylus? I know she didn't kill herself. And I want the truth. We cannot begin this marriage with a huge set of lies.
Okay, fine. I killed her. But the devil made me do it.
I'm through! I made it through to the other side! Fresh air. God, I love the smell of fresh air.
JJ, look around. Do you see anything, like cannibals or demons?
No. I think the coast is clear.
Oh, God, you're right. Smell of fresh air is incredible. Oh, but now I think we all need a serious shower.
Yeah, that's not on the agenda at the moment, Princess.
We should start walking. We can't be standing around out here. We're bound to get noticed.
You're right, babe. But which direction should we go?
Hold on, quiet.
I think I hear a vehicle.
A vehicle? That means there's gotta be some
people. Quiet!
It looks like an army Humvee.
That can't be good.
What do you mean? They're military. They can help us. Hey! Hey, over here!
Cody, no, shut up!
Oh my god. Mom, it's too late. They heard him and now they're heading this way.
Everybody run! They're here for me and they aren't friendly!
At the Grand Castle, preparations for the king's wedding were being finalized. Asylus was anxious to get the ceremony over with. He had not been able to lay with Lord Shelley because she wanted to wait for their wedding night. Though it was not a long wait, the king was becoming impatient. He asked his favorite consort, Natalia, to accompany him to Lord Shelley's bedroom late in the night. But her reaction was not what the king was expecting.
Shelley, I have to see you.
Can it wait until morning, Asylus? I'm super tired.
I have something to show you. Or rather, someone.
My future queen. My name is Natalia. I've been the king's consort in your absence. And I am also here for your pleasure as well. Whatever it is you desire, I will do my best to please you.
Isn't she gorgeous? I am more than happy to share this incredible creature with you, Shelley.
You can't be serious.
Of course I'm serious. I want nothing more than to give you all the things you desire.
And you picked a woman named Natalia?
Well, my real name is Elizabeth, but the king wanted me to change it to Natalia. I think it fits nicely, don't you?
No, I don't.
Why am I queen-in-waiting? I can change my name to whatever you like.
Asylus, I can't believe you actually thought I would agree to this. Ugh, what were you thinking?
I just want you to be happy.
If I wanted to be happy with Natalia, I would have stayed with her. I divorced her for a reason, you know.
Wasn't I the reason?
No. Listen, Natalia, I don't know what the king has told you, but you have to leave now.
But my lady, I can't leave. The king said specifically I cannot leave until you are satisfied.
Leave, goddammit. That's what will satisfy me.
But my lady...
I said get the hell out.
Shelley, please, for the love of God.
Asylus, I want you out of my quarters now as well. If you still want this marriage to happen, I suggest you leave my room and we'll discuss this tomorrow.
No, we do this now. Come with me to the terrace. We'll get married right now, in the middle of the night.
Asylus, no, I want to go to sleep.
I think I should leave, Mickey.
No, you'll be one of the witnesses. Guards, get the Zoroastrian priest, Zarathustra, and all my lords present and meet us on the Grand Terrace. We are getting married tonight. This is my command.
Who's there? Show yourself!
Relax, Spartan Edwards. It's just me, Prince Isaac.
Prince Isaac? What are you doing out here in the dead of night?
I need to know if my father has a shoot-to-kill order on me.
There's not, my prince. There was an arrest warrant for you, but that has been lifted.
Well, that's strange. Well, okay, in that case, make way, because I have to see my father.
Brittany, wake up! Brittany, Brittany, wake up!
What is it, Jake?
My brother. He isn't here. He must have snuck out.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. But I think I need you to show me where the entrance to the tunnel is right now. My brother is probably heading to the castle, and there's no telling what my father will do.
Why would he do that? He'll probably have him arrested again.
Or worse. There may be a kill order on him. Now, show me where the tunnel entrance is.
Said if you show up, it would be for the wedding and nothing more. You should head to the Grand Terrace now.
How did my father know I was coming?
I am not at liberty to disclose such things, my prince. My instructions are to get everyone in the castle to the Grand Terrace for the ceremony.
Wait, the ceremony is happening now? In the middle of the night?
Asylus, vis acipere ana, hic presentam in tuam legitimam uxorem iuxta ritum sanctae matris ecclesiae.
Volo.
Ana, vis acipere Asylus, hic presentam in tuam legitimam maritum iuxtum ritum sanctae matris ecclesiae.
Volo.
Hoc vinculum amoris.
I can't wait another second. Come here, my wife. Everyone, behold, I present to you Queen Anna.
No! My king, look out! He has a gun!
Stop. I don't think we should go any further.
Why not?
Shh.
Listen. Something's going on in the castle. Something terrible, I think.
Your brother could be in trouble. We should go in and see if we can get him out.
It's too dangerous.
The queen has been shot in the face. Arrest my son, Isaac, immediately.
Ow. Let go of me, Asylus. I'll be fine.
But your face. There's so much blood.
The bullet grazed my cheek. I'll be fine.
Get the medics here, now! And bring Isaac before me. Isaac, what the hell is wrong with you? How dare you come into my castle on the night of my wedding? Spartans, take my son Isaac to the gallows outside the west gate and hang him immediately.
Jake, Spartans have your brother. But what are they doing?
My God, they're taking him to the gallows. We've got to get Gabriel. We have to save my brother.
Been listening to The Rise of King Asylus, episode 74, Midnight Vows, starring J.V. Torres as King Asylus, Shane Maester as Lord Anna Patricia Shelley, Mike McDonald as Prince Isaac, Madeline Goshorn as Lord Vanessa Banks, Victor Mapp as General Sherman and Spartan Edwards, Amanda Haggist as JJ, Jordan Blom as the Alpha Omega, Johanna Valdezan as Natalia, Dominic Notaro as Prince Jacob, Jacqueline Knoll as Brittany, L.A. Bonet as Princess Monica, Austin Beach as Cody Valentine, Steve Fisher as Lord Jeremy Orab, Jeff Ellis as Zarathustra, Don Rudzinski is Tom Novak, and narrated by Sergei Brashnikov. This episode features the songs Partners in Sign by Glow Hollow and Angel Tears by Steve Fisher. For more information about the cast, the music, or this production, please visit us at www.theriseofkingasylus.com for a full list on our Season 5 episode page. And now a word from our podcast friends.
Hello, I'm Anthony.
And I'm Dr. Issues.
And we're the hosts of Capes on the Couch, the podcast where comics get counseling.
Superheroes don't always get to go home happy. That's where we come in.
We offer psychiatric and mental health evaluation of comic book characters.
We also chat with some of your favorite creators.
Al Ewing.
Erica Schultz.
Gail Simone.
Philip Kennedy Johnson.
Chris Claremont.
About their work on comics.
So check out all our episodes at capesonthecouch.com and follow us at Capes on the Couch on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hashtag because comics.
This has been a production of the New Kingdom Radio Theater in Baltimore, Maryland. Copyright 2022. And stay tuned for the Season 5 finale, episode 75.